I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Joined right now on the hotline, Action Network. Download the free Action Network app.
It's a good app.
It's a good app, and I've been using it a lot lately because, the NCAA tournament got me back to getting that basketball betting bug, and now I'm picking like one or two NBA games a night, which is absolute treachery unless you subscribe to the Action Network and you get some of the great information over there. Joined right now by Darren Revelle, the Action Network, joins us every week. What's going on, Darren? How are you?
The NBA is still very hard.
It's treacherous. I've been doing pretty good, but it's the Grim Reaper comes back to roost on a lot of these things when you're doing well. He's always lurking around the corner with NBA basketball.
Yeah, I mean, I have streaks on the totals, especially that I like to play, and then it's like, man, these things will kill you to the last second. It's unreal. It's unreal how close it gets.
Oh, the odds makers are amazing. Did you gamble a lot before you went over to the Action Network, Darren?
Not really. Yeah. No. But I think some of it was that I didn't feel like, you know, I'm an E-list celebrity, right? So like I didn't feel like I wanted to have like a bookie, and I didn't feel comfortable with the offshores. So it really did take it to be legal for me to feel comfortable.
Yeah. So we were talking. We have John McClain on every week, very famous football writer. And we were talking about royalty checks. He's been in a bunch of movies, and he told us a story about a 99-cent royalty check that he held onto from a movie just because of the movie. And we can't remember what movie it was. So might have been an Adam Sandler movie. You are an aficionado when it comes to memorabilia in the check realm. And people started sending us a story about Ricky Henderson framing a million-dollar check. Do you know, is that a true story about Ricky Henderson framing a million-dollar check from the – from either the Yankees or the A's?
It is 100% true. It was 1980, and he got $1 million bonus check. And at the end of the season, they came to him and said, "Hey, Ricky, you know, we were doing our budget, and we were $1 million in the positive. We wanted to know, did you ever cash your check?" And he goes, "No, I framed it."
So did they give him a bag of cash instead?
They explained to him that he could make a copy of it and that he could go to the, you know, bank and actually cash the check, and then he'd actually make the money off it. And he did. And he actually, yeah, I remember, because I told that story on Broke,
the 30 for 30?
Yeah. And then I guess he then confirmed it with he was on with Golic and Greenberg.
So one of the pieces of memorabilia you have is a check that Jackie Robinson paid in rent to his landlord in Brooklyn And I'm waiting for you to scroll over to how much this rent payment was in your video. $90. He was paying $90 per month in Brooklyn, which seems like a pretty good deal. I don't know. I don't know these days what you can get for $90 per month in Brooklyn. How did you stumble Pizza. Across that little piece of memorabilia?
It's worth it. It's $1,000 in today's money.
Still not bad at all. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, probably in that Brooklyn area, you could probably get that. Well, they paid $700,000 for that house in 2017. So maybe you might not be able to get that on the rent there. But my expertise is just going into auctions, and when these guys make mistakes, like not looking up what this is, and they just say a beautiful Jackie Robinson signature. Obviously, you can spend a whole lot more money if you realize what something is and the significance of it. So, I think a lot of people I was competing with for the check just was saying what the market value of a Jackie Robinson signature was. And I was saying, oh, my God, this could be the most substantive, check that's out there. So it's a rent check from him being in the apartment, being in the house that he broke the color barrier in. And the story of like how he broke the color barrier in that area. It was mostly Jewish area, and Branch Rickey went with him to look for a house, and they found it. And the proprietor of the house or the owner of the house asked Jackie Robinson, like, can I see you hit a baseball? Like, can you imagine this happening to like Mike Trout? Like, you're here with the general manager of the Angels, but can you just show us how you hit a ball? And the guy, and allegedly the owner of the house pitched the ball to Jackie Robinson, and he smacked it I can't imagine not even like hitting anything, but he hit it all the way down the block, and the guy said, "I guess we have a winner then."
I thought that I thought maybe he would have like broken a window on the very apartment he was about to rent.
Yeah, exactly.
And,
Yeah, I love Jack. I mean, Jackie Robinson story. People don't know enough about in August of 1946, they got together and signed a contract, and Jackie didn't know. He thought that they were just starting a Negro League team in Brooklyn, the Brooklyn Brown Dodgers. That's why he thought he got called to Branch Rickey's office, and he was actually shocked that he was going to be a Dodger after going to Montreal. And every time I see a Jackie item, I want to buy it. I wanted to buy there was a soft Brooklyn Dodgers cap that in the inside of it had metal plates screwed into it, because people would throw things at Jackie, and when he was wearing his soft hat, they didn't want him to get hurt.
So he was basically wearing like a helmet on the underneath.
Yes.
Wow.
Inside. Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
No
yeah,
kidding,
yeah.
Man. What? Well, okay. A little less slightly sentimental and historically significant piece of memorabilia that I saw yesterday on the internet was a helmet that Johnny Manziel sent you. It was a Browns helmet. It was a really cool kind of matte orange Browns helmet. And the inscription is F you, Darren Revelle. And then he signed his name. How much is that worth? And would it be actually more valuable if you took a picture of it and sold it as an NFT?
It's interesting. I can't go to Johnny Manziel's Twitter account because he's blocked me, but can you right now and read me what he has in his bio, what the motto is he has in his bio? Can you just read for me?
Yeah, I will in a second.
I'll pull it up.
All it says is his bio. All it says is 2012 Heisman.
Okay. So how about the pinned tweet maybe?
Okay, let's take a look at that. The pinned tweet of Johnny Manziel. Damn. I'm on TweetDeck, so it doesn't do the pinned
tweet. I got it. It says let all that hate out of your heart. Life's way more pure when you show love.
Okay.
Have you ever talked to him? Because for those of you who don't know, Darren Revell is the one that broke the story about Johnny Manziel receiving payment for those autographs back when he was in college, right? And apparently yes. he's never let go of that. He's still angry at you about that.
So we've had a back and forth. When he had a signing at a Super Bowl, not in the town, but and I went like outside the town, wherever it was, like 30 or 40 minutes during the Super Bowl week to just say hello and say I didn't mean anything. You know, I was just doing my job, and we actually shook hands and took a photo. But then things rekindled again when I said, you know, his relevancy is tied to him jumping off a roof into a pool. And then he went postal on me again. So things did loosen up for a little bit, but, I mean, I got to say, he's got a beautiful signature.
Yeah, he really does. It's a nice piece of memory. Now, is Johnny Manziel because he won a Heisman and because obviously he's got a whole lot of sentimental appeal to Aggies and whatnot, is he a guy that for the rest of his life, and also obviously because of his colorful personality and lifestyle, is he a guy who for the rest of his life is going to be able to make a pretty good living just doing autographs and appearances and stuff like that?
I mean, certainly in Texas, I know the guys at TriStar are having, I think it's the Houston Collectors Show in June, mm-hmm. and Johnny's there. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to their site right now. Okay, so they have like Sam Ellinger, Johnny Manziel, Drew Pearson, Bob Lilly, Jeff Bagwell, and Jalen Hurts. I guess they have Hurts there, but, you know, I mean, I think at least in Texas, I think he can sign all day.
Yeah, I think so, too. Darren Revell joining us from the Action Network joins us each and every week. Hey, Darren, just shifting gears for a second, how much credibility do you give the chance of it succeeding or the chance of it even getting off the ground of the XFL and the CFL working together? I'm sure you've seen the stories about that. They're talking about the potential of doing almost like a Super Bowl with the XFL and the CFL champ. Like, how would... Do you see that ever working? And if so, how do you work that out with the NFL lurking as the monolith in professional football?
I know The Rock's involved, and he's one of those guys that I wouldn't ever bet against. But, man, I have a hard time finding that's going to work. I really do. I don't think the NFL alternatives are going to be, I mean, when we had the NFL alternative in the USFL in the mid 80s, it was kind of like the perfect storm. The NFL wasn't what it is today. They were able to get, rich enough owners to spend a whole lot of money. And, you know, if you looked at the top 10 salaries, the USFL had half of them. It was just a different time. And then they lost the lawsuit, or they won the lawsuit.
Yeah.
But only got a dollar,
right.
The antitrust lawsuit. And I think that was it. I don't have any hope that there's going to be any competitor to the NFL.
Yeah, I guess that's really the big difference that maybe gets lost in a lot of the discussion, isn't it? I don't think most people would realize that the USFL was competing with the NFL for actual salaries amongst star players.
Yep. Oh yeah.
And that there were rookies that just flat out were going to, the rookies especially, right? The Jim Kellys, the Steve Youngs, the Herschel Walkers, they were going to make way more money in the USFL than they would have in the NFL.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just not going to happen again. Man, I need to find myself a Doug Flutie. I need a Doug Flutie Miami Boston College ticket, man.
Well,
now you got me thinking about. That's a tough
you know,
one. That's a tough
you know what
think
you need.
That.
You know what you need is one of these new Yao Ming NFTs because he's gotten in on the.
Now, that's an interesting. Hey, listen. At least let me tell you something. I don't have you had a bottle of Yao Family Wines.
No, is it good?
A bottle of. It is shockingly unreal.
Really?
So when
really?
I was in Napa Valley, I went to like 10. The last time I was there, I went to like 10 wineries. And I've been there three times, so it wasn't like I was going to the cake breads and the Robert Mondavi's or whatever for the first time. And I'm like, all right, I got to do the Yao thing. I kind of have a responsibility. People might ask me what it's like. And I go in there, and I'm like, what are the prices of the wines? And they're like, well, the cheapest is $75, and then there's $250 and $500. And I'm like, what? Like, what? It has to. And they, you know, I think rosé, you know, 5 or 10 years. I'm not really a crazy wine connoisseur, but 5 or 10 years ago, rosé was like the bastard stepchild, and now is like the most popular thing. And red blends were also, hey, you're taking 3 or 4 different types of grapes, and you know, blends were also bastardized. You know, like it was looked down on, and so although Yao's winery is in Napa Valley, they don't have a specific vineyard, so they source grapes from all over the place, and they have these red blends that are truly outstanding. Like, I would consider buying one of these NFTs. Now it's up to like $1,300 or $1,400 you're paying for one of these 2016 reserve bottles, but it is maybe the most serious athlete alcohol, you know, partnership that I've seen in terms of coming through with something other than brand.
Wow, that's saying something, because there's a lot of those out there. When athletes are doing the wine thing, Darren, are most of them just putting their name on it, or are a lot of these guys, is it a serious interest or hobby that they've got?
I mean, Greg Norman did his own. Luke Donald, the golfer, did a partnership, but was kind of more serious and picked out his own. By the way, did you hear about Greg Norman yesterday?
No.
Sold his home for $55 million.
Oh my God! Wow.
Ten bedrooms, 12 bathrooms, 2 wine cellars. It says a 150-foot yacht could dock at the property. I hope it comes with the yacht.
I was going to say, does it come with the yacht? Is it a package deal? Wow, $55 million.
Yeah, he bought it for $5 million in 91.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I bet he's had a couple renovations along the way.
Definitely put some money into it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So Yao Ming, successful winery operator. He's by far the most popular and successful communist ever to come out of Houston. if there's one thing we love about our favorite communist, Yao Ming, it's that he's so good at so many capitalist ventures as
Indeed.
Well.
Indeed, like wine.
Basketball.
Like
yeah.
wine, absolutely. Darren Ravel.
Usually communism and capitalism don't mix.
Ah, you haven't met China, my friend.
Well, I've met China. If you are a Chinese government official, then it's okay. But if you're
he basically is.
Darren Ravel.
No, but honestly, really quickly, yeah. Like there is a lot of politics here. Like
right.
with everything that Yao does, anything that's commercial supposedly does have to in some way go back to the government.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things that I remember covering this in 2002, you know, what percentage goes back to the government and all this. And, you know, obviously he's still very involved over there. So
Darren Ravel, Action Network, download that free Action Network app right now so you can be ready to bet on baseball, basketball, golf, whatever else. Darren, we always appreciate the time. Thank you.
You got it.
All right, thanks. Darren Ravel, good stuff. Now I got to try some of that Yao wine, Seth. You had to go mentioning the Yao wine, and Darren Ravel had to go recommending it. Damn.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.